from yesterday 5. We have to finish up 18. Yeah, we're up to 18. And this is 6. It's okay, borrow mine. Okay, here we go. You ready? Jessica, you ready? 9 o'clock, we have the Bechina on Sunday, okay? Feel better. Hope you be there. Everyone's got to be there. Chef to say you got to be an Ish. Unless you're really, really sick, okay? Unless a person's really, really sick. Real bad. Nah. No one. Anyone is, but you know, I want you to make an effort. That's the first call. Okay, let's begin. Yeah, if you're a chola, you have a ptur, but okay.
Recording let's begin. In progress.
Okay, we left off at shir number 5, number 18. Let's begin from there. What was the mahalach that we said about the Bahag Shita, who says that a kafrisi would say a brei pri adam, which is the way we pasken Shulchan Aruch, right? Kafrisi and say a brei pri adam. Remember, the Bahag is those parentheses. So we say a brei pri adam against the Tosas that said you say a eitz. Remember that? So we had a mahalach to be mazur with the Bahag. What was the mahalach? The mahalach runs like this. We said that it's hard to imagine Lamaisa that you could say a brei pri eitz and not be noeg orla. It's basically a tarta de sasre. It's an internal contradiction, which is really not acceptable. Yeah, because if you're not knowing Orla, why would you say eitz, right? That's a tarta de sasre. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah said, and the Madana Yonah quotes him, that the best bet is say brei pri adama, because brei pri adama is the safest bracha. It always is good for eitz. And it's good if you were supposed to say eitz, it's good anyway. So he said the safest thing is to say Bari Pri Adama, because in Eretz Yisrael, it's not that it's a pri. Lamaisa, we just do orla because it's a suffix pri. And if everything's a suffix, so then, you know what I mean? If everyone's a suffix, then say the bracha, that's the best thing in a suffix, Bari Pri Adama. When he says the statement, me the orla, me the gabi orla lav peri, it's not an exact lashon, it's a suffix pri. So if it's a suffix pri, you have to guide yourself accordingly. So the Bahag said the best bracha to say is Adama, because you're in a case of suffix. Yes, Gabriel, go ahead.
How does one spell tarte?
Tarte. Tough yud. It's the Aramaic word for two. Tarte, let me write. I don't have my. Tarte de sartre. Tarte de sartre means an internal contradiction. Tarte de sartre. Okay? So that's the first shot we had from who? The Talmide, Rabbeinu Yonah, that's quoted by the Madani Yontif. Okay, that's number one shot. Yes.
Okay, so we're saying it's
Tarte
de Sasre, right?
Tarte de Sasre.
Tarte de Sasre.
Yes, because it's.
Do we say Shira that where it comes up?
Yes, we're going to say it in the same thing that he says explicitly here in the second shot. But it just, we mention it regarding this pshat. Yes, this is where we mention it. Because if you're not being knowing Orla, saying ha'eitz is an internal contradiction. So therefore, the whole thing is a safek. Doesn't it say black on white? Umlegabe Orla lav perihu? It didn't mean lav perihu, mam. It's a safek perihu. Okay, then the Madani Yontif quoted his own shot. Madani Yontif gives his own shot, second shot, which he basically says very similar. And he brings up the concept of Tarte de Sasre exactly. And he says, even if you want to say that Kafrisin is a Vadai Pri, but in Chutz Laaretz, we're knowing Lekula, that it's not a Pri. Therefore, Lamaisa, you could not say in a Bracha a Brei Pri Eitz, because if you say Brei Pri Eitz, then again, it would be what? Tarte de Sasre. So the difference between this Pshat and the first Pshat is, it's Sufik. This Pshat is, you can tell me from today until tomorrow that it's a Vadai Pri in Eretz Yisrael. That's fine. But in Chutz Laaretz, the bottom line is we don't consider it to be a Pri. So if you don't consider it to be a Pri in Chutz Laaretz, then what? Then you cannot say a Brei Pri Eitz in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, that would be Tarte de Sasre. So the difference is, again, the first shot is saying that it's a Suffolk. The second shot, even if it's a Vadai Pri in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a Vadai Pri in Chutz Laaretz. If it's not a Vadai Pri in Chutz Laaretz, then you can't say what? He can't say eitz. And the Shagas Aryeh points out, we quoted this as a comparison. Don Yontif does this. Don Yontif says this. He says that we, Lomaisa, use the issue of Tarte de Sasre even by a Dindra Rabbanan, namely Tefillah, right? Davening. You can't do Tarte de Sasre throughout the summer, we said. People do it because they say, oh, it's covered Shabbos, those 7 Shabbos. But it's not right. That's why we have a plag minyan in Shul, and we have a what? A late minyan, Bisman, right? Because you can't turn around and say what? I hold like Chacham and Mincha, and then turn around and Dab Marav, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tarta Desasre. And Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. If you're worried about that by the Rabbanan, certainly you should be worried about that when it comes to what? Halacha Moshe Messinai, Orlan Chutz La'aretz. Right? So that's very important. Now the Rush says, Lamaisa, the Rush says, don't worry about it. The Rush says you could be Meikel. The Rush says by Tefillah, there are people that do it, even though it's Tarta Desasre. Orlan Chutz La'aretz, we're Meikel like what? Yachid against the Rabbin, right? Remember we said, so if you're Meikel Yachid Rabbin, you could also be Meikel by what? Tarta Desasre too. So it's not really the end of the world, but the bottom line is, that's why the Madani Yontif didn't like it, because that's a real Tarta Desasre. The first answer really mentions Suffolk more than Tarta Desasre. The second answer really focuses on that Tarta Desasre, because the truth is, Avadai Pri in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Avadai Pri in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you have to guide yourself accordingly, and you don't want to be in a situation of Tarta Desasre. So that's the Chiddush L'maisa, they want to suggest. Okay, that's the Chiddush. I mean, if you think about it, Tysus is very bizarre, because Tysus, you say, hates in both places, right? And you turn around, and Chutz La'aretz, you're not Noe Gorla. Isn't that Tarta Desasre? It's not the end of the world anyway, because we're saying what? And we can even be make even in a form of what? Tarta to what? Even in a form of Tarta to Sasre. That's what we said, we brought that to the table to answer the question of the Chazon Ish. What did the Chazon Ish say? There's a general din of Savik Rabbanan Lekula. So what does Kol Meikel Ha'aretz bring to the table more than Savik Rabbanan Lekula? What's the answer? Savik Rabbanan Lekula you don't say in a case of Tarta to Sasre. Remember the Haseba? Remember, do you do a save on the first two cups, the last two cups? So we do a save on all four cups, right? That's on a Savig Rabbanan. But on a Kol Meikel Ha'aretz Halach Kamos B'Chutz La'aretz, you can even do in a case where it's Tarta Desasre.
This is all within that question?
Yes, that's all within that question, the second shot, Mamais. We're on number 18, shear number 5 from yesterday, okay?
All right. Shear number 5?
Yeah, from yesterday. Yeah, I gave them out in Seder, Mamais. Here, take one. You have shear number 5, if I have it here. Are these 6 or 5?
Probably 6.
This is 6?
I have 6.
Okay, and here's 5. Okay? All right, very good. Okay, we're up to number what? 19. Let's go. Number 19. What's the brach on klipas tapuzim? On an orange peel, what brach is it? So the Magen Avraham says, well, the Shulchan Aruch says on husks, kafritzin, say adama. There are those who want to equate the two and say adama. Magen Avraham says, I think they're wrong. Magen Avraham says that the bracha you should say on orange peels is aetz. He says they're not like the husks. The husks are considered to be, the husks are not a shomer lepri, right? They fall off. Second of all, halacha lemaisa, the klipos of tapuzim are a shomer lepri, and they're at the gemara pri, and without the klipa, the orange would die. Okay? So the bottom line is that a klipa of an orange is a shomer lepri, not like the kafrisin, and that's why the orange peel should get a aetz. Now one might have been mechalik and say, wait, one second here. Halacha lemaisa. Why are you chayv in orla? Why is an orange peel chayv in orla? Because it's a what? Shomer lepri. But in hilchos brachas, what should it be?
Adama.
But what did the Magen Avraham say yesterday? We learned that even though something is shomer lepri, it translates in brachas and it stays what? Stays aetz. That's the Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham, we said that Taz said yesterday that even though something is shomer lepri, that makes you chayv in orla. But if it's brachas, it doesn't make it an aetz. Still should be an adama. But the Magen Avraham argued on that, and he said even though it's labeled as a what chayv in orla because it's shomer lepri, you can translate that to if it's brachas and also still be chayv aetz. And that's exactly what the Magen Avraham says. He says that halacha lemaisa. Who argues on this? The Taz. The Taz says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ on you. And the reason why you say a brei pre-aetz according to Tais on seeds is because they're a pre. Not because they're a shomer of the pre. They themselves are the pre. But when it comes to a peel's not a pre. And therefore, it should be exactly like kafrisin. And the Taz says, what, Sam, on orange peels? What do you say, Akiva? Adoma. So it's a straight-up machlekes Magen Avraham Taz on orange peels. Do you say aetz or adoma? Magen Avraham adoma? I'm sorry, Magen Avraham aetz, and the Taz is Brei Pri Adama. Okay, now, were there any other Gedola Achronim? Was there a third Shita? Yes, the Eliyahu Rabbah. You remember the Eliyahu Rabbah? He said, you say Shehakol. Wow. Why do you say Shahakol? Anyone remember? Lo nata inshi. No one plants an orange to eat the peel. Otherwise, nuts, right? So he says, you say Shahakol. And the bottom line is, he says, only if you touch it up a little bit, you doctored up some sugar and honey, can eat the stuff. But he says, if you eat it straight up, it's ridiculous. He says you wouldn't even say a bracha. We say that's a smack against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says you say a bracha on it. Magen Avraham says beferish you say a bracha. He says you say a eitz. So please get the third sheet. The Eliyahu Rabba says you say a shakol when it's doctored up. It's not doctored up. He says you shouldn't even say a bracha. Yeah, that's what he says. It's not royal achilu. It's not royal achilu. He says okay. So it's against the Magen Avraham.
So the peel is no bracha.
That's what he says. It's not doctored up. Yeah.
Shakol doctored up.
Yes, that's the Eliyahu Rabba. Halacha lemaaseh. And we also pointed out the Divrei David. What did Divrei David hold? He agreed with the Taz. But what was his chiluk? It's very sharp chiluk. Remember he said, what's the difference between a kleep of a nut and a kleep of an orange? Excellent. Excellent, Akiva. The kleep of an orange is connected. Excellent. And therefore he says, that's why, Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, you should what? The Taz says it should be a Adoma. But the kleep of an egos is a separate thing in Gansen. It's completely separate. And therefore, Lamaisa, the bottom line is that. What'd you say? Well, what he wants to say to Divrei David is he agrees with the Svar of the Taz that a Shomer Lepri should not be a reason to say Brei Pre Eitz. But he says, I think the truth is, he says orange peel should be a Eitz. And the reason is because they're clinging to it, like Akiva said. So therefore, he agrees with the Taz, but he says, I agree with you, the Taz, regarding Kleep of Nuts. Kleep of Nuts is not connected, Lamaisa, so it should drop a little bit, right? But the Kleep of an orange, even according to the Taz, Lamaisa, should be what? The Svar of Taz should be Ha'etz. Yes, that's what he says. No. Taz says Hadoma. Let's get it straight. The Magen Avraham says Ha'etz. The Taz says what? Hadoma, right? Because the Taz says that it's only a din by Shomer Lepri. It doesn't translate the brachas, right? And then the Divrei David says, I agree with the Svar of the Taz by Kleep of Nuts, because they don't touch it. But Kleep of Oranges are like the orange itself.
Should be
Ha'etz, correct. And then the Eliyahu Rabba said, Shahakol, when it's doctored up, when it's not doctored up, it's a zero. Okay? He agrees with the Svara of the Taz. The Svara of the Taz, Gavriel. I'm glad he asked me that. He agrees with the Svara of the Taz, but the Svara of the Taz only works, he says, by nuts. The shells of the nuts are not connected to the nut, like Akiva said. But by the peels of grapes, peels of oranges, their mom is touching the oranges. So the Svara of the Taz will not apply to peels of oranges.
But how does he hold like the Svara of the Taz if he doesn't hold like the...
He holds like the Svara of the Taz on nuts, where it's really like a shell, where it's really a shomer. But he says orange peels are really not a classical shomer because they're stuck to the fruit. You got me? So that's why in Lumbus he holds like the Taz, but practically you will hold what comes out like the Magen Avraham, but not for the reason of the Magen Avraham. Okay, that answers number 19. 20. So if someone asks you, you're educated now, like a Tamachach, what bracha you say on orange peels? I don't know. Look at the bracha's book. We know what the svaras are now, of what the din is. Okay, that's 19, 20.
Which one do we hold by?
What should we do, Halacha Lamaisa? It's a good question. It's a very good question. What I would say to you, Gavriel, I would say an Eitz. I would. Because I'm not saying this is all the time. Whenever there's a Machlis Magen Avraham Taz, we usually go like the Magen Avraham. And here, you have an added Svar of the Divrei David. You follow me? That even if you want a hole like the Svar of the Taz, but by orange peels, you still have the same conclusion. You follow what I'm saying? So if you'd ask me, that's what I would posture. It's a little bit different. No, he does not talk about it. Does not talk about peels. Good. You guys are all on the ball. I'm proud of you. He does not talk about this, no. About peels of oranges. Correct. I can't hear you. What?
Right.
But a straight up peel of orange, he does not discuss. Correct. I know. That's what I'm saying. I you think I'm a little bit uncomfortable, but that's what I would say, Gabriel, because it's the most daring psak. The most daring psak is to say Ha'etz, no? The easiest one is to say Shaka, but that's only the doctor. Follow me? If you eat an orange peel straight up, you can't say that. I'm not going to tell you not to say a bracha. So hadama would be safer, but the truth is, we usually go like the Magen Ravah, and that svar of the Taz and the Kivas of the Divrei Dava is very convincing. Okay, so I would say eights. Okay, let's go. What number now? That was 19. 20. What bracha do we say on Pilpule and give the whole shock of the Tari in the Gemara? So it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Rav Sheisha says you say shahakol. Rava says you say nothing. We passing like Rava. And the Gemara says, Rava l'shitaso, if you chew pepper on your kippur, you're potter. If you chew ginger on your kippur, you're potter. Aye, the Gemara says you chayv an orla. Remeir says you chayv an orla, which indicates that what? That it should be a what? It should be a eitz. Forget about a shakal or nothing. It should be a eitz. Gemara says no kasha. Habiratif tabi avishta. So it turns out, Allah says, by dried pepper, it says in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like Rava, no bracha. On wet pepper, there's a major machlekes, we said. Either it is what? Either it is adama, or it's either ahetz. Okay? Let's get it down. The Raivid, the Ramban, the Rashba, say the Farish that it's a bray pri ahetz. Yes. The Raivid, the Ramban, the Rashba, they say the Farish is a bray pri ahetz. The Ra, Tamil Rabbi, known the Rosh, many Rishonim say ahetz. By Retifta. Yes. Many Rishonim say AIDS. However, there are those that Paskin, I'm sorry, the ones that I just listed off say Bray Pri Adama. Okay? No. Nachama. What I said originally was correct. Okay? What I said originally was correct. The Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all say you say Bray Pri AIDS. Okay? Who are the Rishonim that say Adama? The Rav Haigon, the Rashba quoted, Rabbi Nachananel, the Rif, and the Ra'ah. Okay?
Let's
say it again. The list of Rishonim that say Eitz are the following. Ha'eitz. The Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, they say the Ra'ah, the Tamid Rabino, and the Rosh. They all say Ha'eitz. The ones who say Adama are Zerv Haigon and Rabbi Nachananel and the Rif, Lamaisa. But some say there's a misprint in the roof, in the riff. The Ra says there's a misprint in the riff. Okay. The riff really should be a eitz. Whatever it is, Lamaisa. But we know that Taisus, Lamaisa, and the Rambam, they all say, Borei Pri Adama. How do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? Adama. On a wet one, a wet pepper, we say Adama. Okay? That's the din, Allah Lamaisa. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So let's get that, and we'll get back to the svaras behind that. That's the shock of the Tari, and that's the psak I want you to know.
That's for
Retifta,
right?
That's for Retifta. Retifta, we say Adama. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Even though there's a big group of Rishonim, that's Aetz. What'd you say? Yavash is lo klum, correct. Yavash is lo klum. No brach at all. Okay, no brach at all. Let me give you the exact sif in the Shulchan Aruch on that. Because I saw the Maramakom this morning about Pilpula Retifta, and I want you to know you look it up, Lamaisa. Okay, you ready? Pilpula Retifta is Pilpula Retifta is the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Beis Sif Yud Ches. Okay, Reish Beis Sif Yud Ches. He says Beferish that we say Abrei Pri Adama. Okay, this is the Psak Lamaisa of the Machaber. Okay, fine, very good. Okay, let's continue now. In fact, we said the Svar. Okay, we'll remember that. We'll get to that Svar. We because the only plan to really to get it is spice and not to eat them on their own. But since some people eat them when they're wet, remember there was exas people, remember we said, Mr. Bruce said, Sifkan Pebes, some people do what? Plant it for that. We said some people eat it like that, and some people plant it for that. That's enough to make it Bray Pri Adama. That's what the Mr. Bruce said, Allah Chalamayis. But as I said, there was a big group of Rishonim said AIDS. I mean, if you said AIDS by accident, you're definitely Yotzik. So many Rishonim said the Gon Paskins like that. Sharat Zion points it out. I want you to get that down. If Bidiyavid, the guy said, hey, it's definitely Yotzi. You have so many Shittas like that. And the Vilna Gon, the Sharat Zion says it too. Okay. All right, fine. That brings us to which number? That was 20, 21. How does Bishul Akum relate to Zankel? Let's get it. Gemara says that they made this jam and this jelly, this mixture, this paste with the ginger, and it came from Hondoi. Hondoi is either Ethiopia or India. Here Rashi says Ethiopia, and Avodah Zarah says India. It could be that this is also India. Whatever it is, it says the word sharia. What does the word sharia mean? Mutter. Mutter from what? Mutter from Bishul Akum, mutter from Tarfus. So let's focus on Bishul Akum now for this question. Bishul Akum is usur if a non-Jew cooks any food for me, midrabanan, because they're afraid that I would fall in love with his daughter and God forbid marry her, intermarriage, which is a terrible issur. So the Chum asur Bishul Akum midrabanan on any type of case where a goy cooks you food. But there are two exceptions to that rule we saw. If it's raw, if it's eaten raw, so even if he cooks, it's insignificant. And number two, if it's not olal shulchan malachim, either one of those will be a kula for Bishul Akum. It's not olal shulchan malachim. It's not put on the table of a king. So therefore, the cooking of the food is insignificant. So therefore, in that case, it's mutter. Either one of those will make it mutter. But Rashi learns in Maseches Yuma, Pe'alfa and Beis, the fact that it was mutter shows that what? It must have been edible when it was what? Raw. So therefore, that's the Gemara's kasha. How can you tell me the Rabbanan said to Mreimer, if you chew ginger on Yom Kippur, your putter, Rava said, if it came from Beis Hodoi, it's mutter. And you say, Abracha, Abrepi, Adam, there's no problem with Bishul Akum. Why is there no problem with Bishul Akum? Because why? It's eaten raw. If it's eaten raw, shouldn't it have a bracha? That was Gemara's kasha. Please get that. That's what Rashi said in Maseches Yuma. And he didn't learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? He didn't learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tur and the Tisus. What did the Tur, what did Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tur does learn the kasha? Because it says Brei Pri Adama. It says Brei Pri Adama. That shows that what? That shows that it's edible and therefore you should be chayav Yom Kippur. There were two ways we learned the kasha of the Gemara. Remember? That's the way Rashi learned. Why did Rashi learn the first way? Because just because you say Brei Pri Adama, maybe you're saying Brei Pri Adama because it's a what? It's a paste. It's a mixture. But if you ate the ginger straight up, maybe there's no bracha. You follow me?
What's the second way? The second way is because it's just saying you say
Adama. Yeah, you say Adama. But the reason why Rashi didn't like that, because it doesn't show anything. Because it's a paste, that's why you're saying Adama.
Where are you showing that?
Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosfos in the Tur. Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosfos in the Tur learned a different way to learn the Gemara like that. But sharia means Bishul Akum, that's why it's mutter. Okay? So if someone, if a goy cooks up tomatoes for me, no problem, I can eat it. I can eat the tomatoes raw. But there's certain things you cannot eat raw. So if you can't eat it raw and they cooked it up, you got a problem, like an egg. No one eats raw eggs. If you have a goyish worker in your home and they cook you up an egg, that's a major problem, guys. Unless the pilot light's always on. The pilot light's always on, that's fine, according to the Ramah. Okay? The pilot light, there's always a fire on. Like when you turn the pilot, a Jewish guy has to put the pizza shop every morning. Yes, Kavir?
How do we not know sharia because it wasn't fit on the table of a king?
That Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, chai. Rashi says beferish. We saw in Yuma that he says beferish. It was what? It was eaten in pepper. Why not? It's a vegetable. Something that's like a potato chip, you know what I mean? They don't put on the president's table. Or sardines. Sardines and the Queen of England, they didn't put sardines on the... Maybe they did, they didn't. That was a big shot of sardines. Even though it's all kosher, the sardines, the goyim maybe cooked it. It's a problem with Shalakim. So what that there was, Queen of England doesn't, they don't put sardines on the Queen of England's table. I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. But that's a way to make it. But Rashi says, chai. He says it black and white. Okay?
What about in the case of like a housekeeper for a Jewish family?
It's a big problem. You got to make sure your mom turns the thing on your dad or you. She's going to cook it up. You have to put the fire on. We said if they cook it, you got to kasha the kalim too.
But if they don't, then?
If they don't, there's one heter of the Rive that says if she's a misharseses, it's mutter. But we don't rely on that with Hachimu. Bidi Evi. It's not a hard thing. Just make sure. You tell her she can't turn the fire on. Her. That's all. Yeah, go ahead.
At Grandma's Pizza, they have something
on every day? Yeah. Pizza shop also. Yeah, for sure. You got to have the person turn it on. Usually it stays on. Sometimes it stays on all the time. But if you turn it off, you have to have a Jewish guy come in and turn it on.
Isn't Dami the one that does that?
I think so. I would hope so. I would imagine it is. Okay. We got it? Okay. That's number one. That's number 21. 22. What is Giruli Nachrim? And give Nosen Tam Lefkam. How is it Mekush Lezangvil? Rashi says, Shari also means no tarfaser. How do you think they cooked up this spread? They use kalim they use for ham and lard. No problem. No sin tam lefkam is mutter. The blia in there, first of all, stam kalim are what? Eino ben yomo. They were used more than 24 hours ago. So any taste inside the walls of the what? I'm not talking about moshes. There's no tangibility. But the taste inside the walls is defamed. It's bad. And even if it was used within 24 hours, we had some rishonim that said what? We had some rishonim that said what? That it was going to be good because why? If you put the ham or the bacon or the lard right into the what? Into this mixture, it's going to make it terrible. It's going to be disgusting. So we said that Tosfos Yom said according to Rashi, even if it's within 24 hours, it's mutter. No satam lefkam. Because it's going to what? It's going to mess up the whole culinary taste of the food. So that's why don't worry about any tarfus inside of it. Sharia means vizu bishalakum, and sharia means giule. What does giule mean? It means the trafus of the goyim. Giule nachum. The disgustingness of the goyim means that they have the ham and lard in there and the whole deal. Okay. What did you say? Yeah, we talked about the knife, Lamaisa. We don't have to worry about the knife because Stam knife is Eino Ben Yomo, but they had special knives. They didn't use the knife. That's correct. So that's all based on that principle. You have to know No Satam Lakam is Mutter. And Lamaisa, two reasons. After 24 hours, it's Lakam. If you're within 24 hours, it doesn't fit into the taste. Yes, Akiva.
Do we really hold that just because it makes
the taste
worse? Still
yes, that's a real halacha. You're saying practically it doesn't happen, it doesn't make a difference. We live in a halachic world. The halacha is koveya that after 24 hours it's defamed. It's a good question when you bring that up. We only do it b'dievet, not l'chachiv. Like sometimes guys call me with shilas l'mais if they had, they cook some like fleishik soup in a milchik dish. So the first thing I asked them was it clean? They said, yeah, it was clean. When did you use it for milchiks? It was more than 24 hours ago, it's mutter. It was within 24 hours. And then Akiva's asking, does it really, the taste go in and go out? Yes, that is the halachic reality. You follow me?
You know, there's like these
grills
and parks, and like, I guess,
what did you say, frozen parks?
No, like, there's like grills. There's like grills and parks.
Yeah, you can't use those.
Yes, we always avoid them. But like,
you always avoid them. You always avoid them. That gets into kasher. Something that's used on fire, you have to kasher with fire.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to wait 24 hours. But we don't do that because we're afraid you're not going to do it well. Okay? So you got to bring your own barbecue.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
It looks in the Talmud comment that they're making the taste not what you want it, but they're making it.
No satam lefkam is defamed. The taste in there is bad. It's mutter.
So if you were to use, like, say, a knife that would make it taste really good, but it tastes like something, I mean, it tastes like something else.
Well, that's why we said davar charif is an exception to that rule, that it works even after 24 hours. Even from before 24 hours, if it's a sharp taste, that then
right, because you have to use something sharp, but it makes it, like, sweet, but that sweet is good.
So that would be an issue because of davar charif. We said it was machlokes magen avraham and the Ramah. Is honey, zangla, is ginger a davar charif or not? But no matter what, the food that you put in, the non-kosher food, makes the stuff bad. With the ginger. If it tastes good, that's a different shaila. It's a davar charif, it's a serious problem. But here it makes it bad. Here at the mitzvahs, it makes it bad, culinary-wise. Makes it bad. But that's how machlokes we have. Ramah and the shach, whether what, whether ginger is a davar charif. Remember I said if you take a fleshik knife, it was with meat, and you cut an onion with it, right? So that onion, but I cut it with meat 48 hours ago. It doesn't make any difference. Onion is a davar charif. It brings it out. You follow me? It brings it out. It makes the onion fleshik now. Okay? Even if it's cold. Yes, Akiva.
The matter what material you're using, like more pestle or made of stone, I feel like they're more, like they're able to trap and flame more.
We assume metal. Metal. Metal is what you can kasher. There are certain things you can't kasher, like porcelain.
Yeah.
Once something goes in, it used to be, I don't know about it, it is now, most of the apartments in the Heights used to be porcelain. You can't kasher porcelain. So you got to use those bins for your sink. Okay? All right. What number are we up to? That was 22, 23. What bracha do we say on sugar? Rambam said three opinions. All the gonim say what? All the gonim say hadama. We're up to, no, 20, it's in shear number 5, 22, 23. We said all the gonim say Adama. Some of them say what? Some of them say ha'etz. And then I hold myself shahakol. Yes? Because you said if date honey is shahakol, and that you didn't use fire, when you make sugar from a cane, what's the din? For sure you use fire, and therefore it's for sure shahakol. Okay? And the Bir Halacha pointed out, well, in Europe, they used to make honey from beets. So the bottom line is you should say shahakol. But b'di'evit, if you did say on the beet sugar hadama, you'd be fine b'di'evit. But on our sugar that you get in the stores, Domino sugar, which comes from a sugar cane, and it's made al aged, we paskin shahakol. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we hold like the Rambam halacha lemaisa. Okay? So please get that. No one should have to eat sugar. It's not healthy, but the bottom line is we do eat a lot of those types of foods without knowing it. Okay? You eat a candy bar, that's basically eating sugar, right? Okay? With chocolate. Yeah, go ahead, Jacob. You got it? Okay, let's get it.
It's just all we need to know for that one is just the Rambam.
I want you to know the three shittas. No, the three shittas. Yeah, I want you to know the dvash, lomaisa. We had a whole mahalach about it. I want you to chazer that over, but for the bechina lomaisa, you just have to know. I want you to chazer everything with you.
I know,
yeah.
I'm saying it.
Yeah, try to know it. But for those that, you have to chazer over the whole thing, but that's what I want you to know. The bottom line is more of the Rambam. But dvash tomorrow, then he makes that kavachom. And the issue about the beet, sugar beet as well. Okay, we had a whole mahalach. Remember the tour? The tour asked the Kasha. The tour asked, what kind of comparison is that?
And the Kesem Mishnah.
Yeah, the Kesem Mishnah defended the Rambam, and then the Bir Halacha said the Kesem Mishnah is wrong, right? Excellent. Okay, that answers number 23. 24. What bracha do we say on cinnamon? Hadama. Tais said the Pharisee. The derech is to eat it yovesh. The derech is to eat it dry. Cinnamon sticks. That is the derech to eat it like that. So say Hadama. 24. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. 25. What is it then? Like, have a pilpulin? Are they chayv oral or not? Give the whole mahalach. So, believe it or not, the Rambam omits that din. What's the Hebrew word for omitting? Mashmit. Remember we said that from Shemitah? It's kind of like canceling. Why did the Rambam leave that din out, that pilpulin or chayv and oral? So, we suggested the following. Please get it. The Bryce says, is Remeir Hayomer. What does that imply, Sam? That there's a silent who? There's a silent chachamim that argue, and the chachamim say there is no orla. And that's why the Rambam paskins like who? Like the chachamim. And that's why the Rambam omits it.
Against who?
Against Remeir. Tanya, haya Remeir Omer. There's a silent chachamim. Remember we said that? So don't ask me a question why the Rambam omits what? Omits whether you're chayv and orla. He doesn't hold like Remeir. He holds like the chachamim. Okay?
How
do you know it's the chachamim? We assume Yachiv Rabba Lach. If it'd be one Tana, then how do you know you're going against the mayor? That's the assumption. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush Gavriel, but that's what we wanted to say. Now, why would the Chum argue? So we gave three svaras. Number one, we said he didn't consider it to be Eitz Machal. The Chumim said it's not Eitz Machal. Even if it's wet. If it's not Eitz Machal, does not warrant what Orla. Fine. It has to be an Eitz Machal. That was the pre-Chaddish. What did the Tosafos Yom Kippurim say? Why are you not having Orla? Because why? How do people plant something to eat what? Pepper. Do they plant it to eat a peppercorn or do they plant it to eat it as a spice? Spice, exactly. That's why it's not chayv and orla. Because not the inchi. That was the svar of the Tosefus Yom Kippurim. That's why it's not called Eitz Machal. You're trying to plant it for a spice. And then number three, the Aruch Lanir. What was Aruch Lanir? What did it say in the Yerushalmi? Remember? It says that what? What do we use Eitz Machal for? What drasha? That if you plant something for a fence, or for what? If you plant a tree, fruit trees for a fence, or for beams, or putta from orla. It's not used the way we want, the way we use it. Eitz Machal taught us what pilpul and chayv and orla. We use it for something else completely, a different din. What's a different din? If you plant fruit trees to be a border, to be a fence, or you plant it for the wood, in those situations, there's no issur orla. That's what Eitz Machal is used up as. What'd you say? Yes, yes. We said this from Yerushalmi.
We use the trees, the help of the trees.
The Mishnah says in Orla, it's a Beferish of Mishnah. First Mishnah in Masechet Orla. If you plant fruit trees to be a border, a fence, between you and your neighbor, you're putter from Orla. If you plant the fruit trees for wood, the Paris are a putter from Orla. The only time you have Orla is when you plant it for the fruits. And where do we get that din from, Yerushalmi? It's Eitz Machal. Eitz Machal tells me what? This din. So it's used up already. We used Eitz Machal to tell me Pupulin or Chayv and Orla. No! We used Eitz Machal for something else.
You can't take the fruit, though. If you've been planted for the reason of fruit, you're not taking it.
I wouldn't say in general. Let's be specific, Akiva. If you use it to plant it to be a fence, or you use it for the wood.
You can't take the fruit?
There's no Isser of Orla on the fruit. You can take it from day one, yes. From day one, you can eat it. Correct. Let me give you an example. You know, I never did this. You put this in when in the spring, God willing, you know, there's a bracha of the Ilanos in Nissan. So Rabbi Kiv Eger says in Shulchan Aruch, Which fruit trees do you say it on? What happens if you're not sure whether it's oil or not? What's the answer? Where do we live? Safek Oil the Chutzlars is what? Mutter, no problem. Just say the bracha. Wow. Kivager says, a small Rabbi Kivager, right? Hilchos brachas ilamas. Amazing. I meant to say that. Baruch Hashem, I remember to tell you that. Okay, you got this? Okay, 1 second. There's one more pshat. That third pshat was from Aruch HaNir. So those are three reasons why what? Three reasons why the Chum argue on a mayor and say you're potter from Orla. So don't ask me a Ram why did he leave out the Din Chavon. You're not Chayv in Orla. You're potter. But we had the fourth pshat was the basis role. Who was that? The Kuznetzer. The Kuznetzer Rebbe says the following. You got the whole thing wrong, he says. The Rambam left out the din because it was a Dover Pasha. Rambam doesn't have to teach you every din. It's Pasha that Pilplan are Chayv and Orlo. It's a Dover Pasha. Many poskim already told you that it's considered to be a low tree is a tree. Just because it's low doesn't mean a thing. Low tree can be stark. The smallest mountain in the world was Har Sinai. That's why it teaches another. So to Hamid Beis. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Har Sinai to teach us another, right? Small tree is still a tree. We know that already. The Rambam says that. So the Rambam doesn't need to say that what? That Pilpul are Chayv and Orla. So there is no silent Chacham. It's all one sheet. The Remeir, the Chum, all whole Pilpul are Chayv and Orla. Turns everything around. Either I'm omitted, he didn't omit it. He already taught the message already. Okay? The Kuznetzer, please get it. The basis throw it. Kuznetzer Rebbe, didn't ask him a Lamed.
So what's the final site? The Shulchan
Aruch? No, doesn't say a word Lamed about Pilpul and whether he's Chayv and Orla. Look in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say a word about it. Okay, since we're looking your day, Reish Sadi Dalit. Okay, it doesn't say anything about it. Interesting. I'm going to look. I don't think he says anything about it. I don't think so. Okay, we got this? Okay, let's continue now. What we're up to now, Shir 6, number 1. Here we go, guys. Shir 6, Chazar, number 1. Lay after Shir, Nate will take a picture and send it out to the guys. Okay, you got to tell Noam and the Tanat Lamais. Here we go. Number 6, Shir 6, number 1. What is the cloud about called Nekel Ratzalach Kamos Mokloritz? What do you mean, what is the cloud? When do we say it? Matai. What is the scope of this cloud? So we said the following. Amazing. There's two Gemaras and Shas that discuss called Nekel Ratzalach Kamos Mokloritz. Actually, there's only one other Gemara. Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamites. Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamites discusses the din of Kolamekel Baratz Halach Kamusar. So the Tois Rebbe Yehuda Chassid said, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamites has a story that there are Amoraim that were planting hops, and they thought it was not Kilayim. Why did they think it wasn't Kilayim? Because they thought hops were like a tree. Correct? You remember that? Why did the Gemara have to say they hold like the Rabbanan that there's no Kilayim, that's like a tree? Even if you hold it is Kilay Kerem, don't we say what? Don't we say the only time you're chayiv in kilayim is when you do raboshia? Mapolis yad. What's mapolis yad? You throw all three together. Excellent, Jacob. Chita, sora, vegefen. All three got to be thrown together. Why didn't they just say that?
That din is good.
What? That din, lamaisa, in Shabbos, in kuf lamites lamaisa, says lamaisa, and it says the reason why they're okay is because why? Halacha kolamekel baratz halacha kamosa b'chutz laretz. Right? Why does it have to be so extreme? And has to say, oh, we hold like the Rabbanan, it's not Kilayim. Why say that? Just say, Kol HaMeikel Baratz Halacha Kamusa B'Chutz Chutz La'aretz. And even if you don't hold like Rabboshi in it, so we hold like in Chutz La'aretz. That was the first kasha. Yes. What does Gemara say in Shabbos? Gemara says the Amoraim used to plant hops next to grapes. And why did they do that? Why did they do that?
Hops.
Hops, yes, hops. We learned kshuta. We learned it, the Gemara Shabbos. Hops, you make beer out of hops, barley hops. Hops, barley hops. So he said it was mutter. Why did they say it was mutter? The hops, because he said it's like a tree. Okay, shkoyach. That's why it's mutter. What do you have to be so extreme for there? Why can't you just say we hold like Ravoshia, and you didn't do all three things together, and we hold like Ravoshia, even if you don't hold like Ravoshia in Eretz, so we hold like Minchutz Laretz. Why do you have to go out on a limb and say, oh, we hold it's an Elan?
What does Ravoshia hold?
Ravoshia is the only Issa Kilayim. You throw all three together. So even if you don't like Raboshi and Nerzo, you hold like the Chutzlars, call him Mekel Baratz Halacha Kamos Mokloritz. What's the question? That's one kasha.
Rebut. What are the three
things? Chita, Saora, and Gefen. Have to be thrown together in the ground as a seed to be over an Isser of Kilai Kerem. And that's not what was done here. They just took a hop and they put it with what? They took a hop and they put it with the grape.
So So it doesn't say kol mikvaris there?
It does not say it. But why didn't it say it? It says the reason why it was okay is because it was a min ilan. What do you got to say that for? Why can't you say kol amekel baratz halach kamosu b'chutz laretz? In the holy Gaboshia. Okay? Why do you have to say like Rabbanan? It's not kilayim. Okay? That's what it says there. Number two, Kasha. There was a group of Amoraim, were walking on the way once, and there was a guy that threw, there was a group of people actually, there's a group of Amoraim walking, they saw a guy throw chitin sa'ora in a vineyard. So Ravana says, what are you guys doing? We should excommunicate this guy, put him in nidui. So Rav Nachman said to him, what are you talking about? We hold like who? Rav Oshia. The grape's already in the ground. You're throwing only two of the three. So he says, hold your horses. Why do you want to excommunicate him? He's not doing anything wrong. Right? That's the Gemara. So the Kash is, why did he have to say the halacha is like Rav Oshia? Why couldn't he say, even if the halacha is not like Rav Oshia, it's so, but if it starts, we hold like him. That's the same Kash he asks on two different Gemaras and shops. Kuflamites, and what else? Kuflamites, what daf? In Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes and Kedushin what daf? Lamed Tes and Aleph. That is the kasha of the Shita of the Tosu B'Yura Chasa. So he says an amazing thing. Please get this, Gavra. You with me? Number one, six. He says the only time we say Kol Nekel Baratz Lach Kamus Baratz, and when you're trying to determine if someone's a Yerek or an Elon, like by Tzlaf. Like by Tzlaf, when we're trying to determine whether it's an Elon or a Yerek, we say Kolameka Baritz Halach Mosoros. But when you're talking about how to plant something, do you need all three to be thrown in or not? We don't say the klal of Kolameka Baritz Halach Mosoros. We do not say the klal of Kolameka Baritz Halach Mosoros. You follow me? You only say it when you're trying to determine whether something is an Elon or a Yerek, not as to whether, how we plant something is us or not. I want you guys to know that, okay? That was the first answer of the. That is the only answer of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Very interesting klal. Okay, that's what he wants to tie in. Only when you want to determine if something is a tree or a yerek, do we say kol mekel baratz halach kamusav words, like we find by tzlaf. And over there, basically, what are you trying to do? You're trying to say, why did you have to say halacha zekaboshia? Just say kol mekel. You can't say kol mekel baratz on how to plant something. That takes care of the Gemara. You should also take care of the Gemara in Shabbos because we were talking about what? How to plant something. We don't apply the klal on how to plant something. We apply that klal only when you want to determine something is an Elon or a Yerek. Okay? That was the first answer. What's the second answer? Shidu Gubetzis. What does he say? He answers the Gemara's Kasha from Kedushin, which was the second Kasha, and he says that the halacha was like Rabbi Yoshi because that's the emes. Even if the halacha was not like Rav Oshia, you could have said kol amekel baratz halacha kamos b'chutz laretz. But he only answers the Gemara in Kedushin. He answers the Gemara in Kedushin because he wanted to convey to us what is the halacha. The halacha is like Rav Oshia. But we still could have gotten out of it. Even if the halacha was not like Rav Oshia, you could have still said kol amekel baratz halacha kamos b'chutz. What do you see from the Shidduch Gubetzis? That he's willing to say it even by what? Even by how to plant something, not just by what, determine whether it's Elon or Yerek. Turns out to be a machlokas, please get it. What is the scope of this klal? Shidduch Gubetzis gives the following answer. He answers only the second Gemara. He says, the reason why we said the halacha is like Rav Oshia is because we want to convey the emes that the halacha is like Rav Oshia. But in a chanami, even if we didn't pass like Rav Oshia, we still could have gotten out of it with kol amekel baratz. So we point out in Shir, you see that he's willing and ready to say kol amekel baratz even outside of determining whether it's an Elon or Yerek. Even if it's how to plant something, he's willing to say it. So it turns out to be a major machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and who else? And Shidduch Gubetzis, what the scope of this cause. Do you constrict it only to min Elon or min Yerek? Like the Tosu B'Yura Chassid, or you expand it even in how to plant something like the Shidduch Gubetzis. Okay, that answers one. Two, according to the Ramban, why do we not say Bar Pri Adam on Zangvil? Yes? Why do we not say Bar Pri Adam on the Zangvil? According to the Ramban, Lamaisa, right? Actually, I made a mistake on this. Please fix it. It's a bad mistake. Why don't we say Abrei Priya Eitz, I meant to say. Please change that in there.
Why
Why don't we say Bray Bray Eitz on Zangva? Why don't we? Because we do say Adom on the Zangva, it's wet. Why don't we say Eitz? Please get that. Fix that, please, okay? The Ramban says very simple. Because Zangvil is not a pre, it is a shoresh from an eitz. It's a root from a tree. Plain and simple. I want you just to get that. Straight up answer. He said it was a root. Okay? Why don't we say Adama? I'm sorry, why don't we say eitz? It's a eitz. Lama lorachim bray pre eitz. Sorry about that. That's a big mistake. Okay. Weiter now. Number three. Ready? That was two. Three. What broccoli we say on wet pepper? Oh, we just said that earlier in Shir, Lamaisa, and that's because we say a what? We say a Bray Pri Adama. Yes? Yeah? We say a Bray Pri Adama on the wet pepper. Okay? Why is that? Even though you plant it for a spice, why does it still get Adama? Because some people eat it like that, and some people plant it like that. So it's enough people to upgrade it to an Adama. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Okay, that was a svara.
Weren't the other sheep just saying Aitz, though? Like, you weren't saying Jahad?
We had a Machlaikis, yeah. We paskin Adama.
If the other sheep were saying Aitz, why were they saying Aitz if we would have thought
because they hold for sure that enough people planted it, it wasn't that issue. That's for sure they held. Allah was. That wasn't even an issue for them. That group of Rishon, you have to say. Okay. That answers number what? Three. Four. What bracha do we say on the roses that are like mixed with honey? You remember that? The quinces and the roses, the vradim. What bracha do we say on those? So the tour says you should say shahako because the honey is the ikr. Even though a nut that's fried in honey, you say bray pray eitz. Again, this is number... The tour. The tour in the end of Simur Reish Dalet, we saw it. That the roses and the quinces that are mixed with honey, he says you should say a shahako because ikr is the honey. A nut that's fried in honey, you say bray pray eitz because that's the egos of shalem. Now shalem means it could be cut up as long as not pulverized and made into a paste. And we said it's not similar to what? Not similar to himlasa. Himlasa, we say adama, because himlasa, the spices are made latam, and then this made latam is not batal. But the vradin, the roses are made lachila. So the honey is the ikar, so you say shako. And then the tour makes an amazing comment. What does he say, Sam? He's mevatel his das to his chaverim. Yes? And they say that the dvash is really tofu, and they say you should say bray pri adama, and therefore he says I'm going to rely on them, and I'll agree that they'll say adama.
Why do you say adama?
You say adama because lomaisa the dvash is tofu. The dvash is totally tofu. It's not the ikar pri, vradim. But the bottom line is. It's enough to what? Enough to that is the ikr and the dvash is tofel, and therefore you should say a bray pri what? Bray pri adom.
So the final sack is
adom. Oh, one sec. But we said the Beis Yosef came along and said what? He said, I don't agree with that. Why don't I agree with that? Because the bottom line is that what? The only way you can eat this stuff is because of the what? The honey. The only way you can eat this stuff is because of the honey. So that should make the honey the ikr. So you're back to saying his kashas, I think you should say shakal. That was his kasha. But he answers, no. The bottom line is that the ikr is the vradim, and the dvash is just used for tikkun to be able to eat it. So it turns out the dvash at the end of the day is just trying to be machshir the roses, and therefore, just like peiros are not eaten raw, but if you cook them, they get a bray pri ha'etz, or bray pri adama, so do the same thing here. You know what I'm saying? Remember the mashal we gave? You cook potatoes. You cook, you're going to say shaka on potatoes? I could never eat this potato unless I cooked it. The water becomes ikar? Come on, that's a joke. The water is used as a vehicle in order to cook the potato. Same thing here. The dvash is a vehicle in order to eat these roses. Therefore, the bracha is what? Adama. Okay? That is the final psak. That is correct, Jacob. Okay? The final psak is adama, not ha'etz. Okay? Not shahako, l'maisa. Okay? It's adama. No one said ha'etz anyway. It's either shahako or it's what? Or it's adama. Okay. What number are we up to? Thank you. Four. We're up to five. What is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva? What is the chiddush of What is the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger lefi the Chachamim? What is the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger according to the Chachamim? Now, you remember that? Alam Adhe Ben Aleph? You guys remember that? What was it did? Alam Adhe Ben Aleph. Mikan, it's a Zilulim, that you have to say a brach lefnei lacharehem, shnei hilulim, mikan amar Rabbi Akiva, asa litol. What is Rabbi Akiva adding to the Chachamim? Remember we did that at the beginning of the year?
Just Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, just Rabbi Akiva. What is he adding on to the Chachamim? Yes? My question is, what is the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva? Al Divrei Chachamim. Over and above the Chachamim. So we had two answers. Number one, he said, there is no shear for Bracha Rishona. Litol, a little bit. Bracha Achrona has a shear. Teima has a little bit. You got this? Teima is a little bit.
Hold on, just repeat it.
What? Nachamo. What? No, Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I wrote Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Akiva. I said Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Apologize, I'm wrong. Five, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, the holy Tana? Right? And Daf Lamed Heim and Al Dibri Chacham. Right? Hashem, you know, he could have given the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Menach Snaf Chavtas. We know the greatness of Rabbi Akiva. What was the chiddush? It says, Hilulim, Brach Lefneim Acharein Lecham, say, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Atzat Asa Litol. So the Tzlach said that if you just had the Chachamim, I would have thought there's a shear for Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Just like Bracha Achrona has a Kesayas, Bracha Rishona maybe also has a Kesayas in order to say a Bracha. Comes Rabbi Akiva says, that's wrong. A little bit of a taste, even a little bit of a taste requires a Bracha Rishona. That's the first Kiddush. Who's that? The Slach. Yes, Rabbi Akiva's language is also litom. What does tima mean, Gabriel? You can't even taste it. You're not allowed to taste any food. The little bit amount requires a Bracha Rishona. If you would have just had the Chachamim who said Hilulim, you would have just said that. Just like Bracha Achrona has a shear, Bracha Rishona means a shear as well. Okay? You got the Chiddush? Rabbi Akiva says, even if you do a Te'ima, you need a what? You need a Bracha Rishona. Gavriel, clear? You got it? That's the answer of who?
It's the answer of Slach.
Second answer of Meir Hurwitz. I'm sorry, Rabbi Moshe Horvitz. Rabbi Lazar Meir Horvitz. No, it's Rabbi Lazar Meir Horvitz, not Rabbi Moshe. There's a guy in my shul, Baal Basli, Moshe Horvitz. So Rabbi Lazar Meir Horvitz. Rabbi Lazar Meir Horvitz was a gadol in the back of the, one of the gadolei ador. He has a different chiddush. He says, if you look at Mendalad, Amar Aleph, when we looked at it, Rabbi Akiva says already, Berkas HaMazon. Rabbi Akiva already says you say Berkas HaMazon. So he already knows a bracha achron. The chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that he uses his pasuk only for bracha rishona, right? That's different than the chacham. Chacham uses it for both bracha rishona and bracha achron. Rabbi Akiva only needs it for what? Rabbi Akiva only needs it for bracha rishona. Bracha achron he already knows from what daf? Daf mem dalan amar aleph. Okay, daf mem dalan amar aleph l'maisa. It already says that Rabbi Akiva says you say bracha achrona from achalta sa'at ve'rachta. So Kodesh Hilulim only tells me a Bracha Rishona. That's against the Chachamim who said that Hilulim told me Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achron. We got that?
So how does he know already Bracha Achron or the Chacham don't?
I can't hear you.
Why does only...
Because Rabbi Akiva made the drasha of Achal Tazvat, the Chacham did not. That is correct. Well said. Okay. Maybe we should meet later. I'll give the general the topics for the exact questions, you know, with the general topics, okay? And then you should maybe have a chabur guy Saturday night. Why don't you come back Saturday night? Okay. Are you not coming back Saturday night? Okay. Or maybe do it on the phone or the Zoom. Maybe, you know, everyone should pack together.
Everybody wants to do.
Yeah. I'll give you general topics of what the questions will be. Sure. Yeah, after sure. Sometime during more afternoons. Why are you going home? Time you going home?
No.
Okay, so then we'll do it over. I'll tell you over the phone.
Perfect.
Okay, Viter. What number are we up to?
Six.
That's five. Six. What's the marker in the Havamina? And what's the marker in the Maskana of the Gemara Legabi Birkas Nenin? Bless you. What's the marker in the Havamina? Kalva Chomer. Yechelski, you with me? Yes?
Stam Gemara?
Yeah, Stam Gemara straight up. What was the Kalva Chomer? Ma what? When I'm what? When I'm hungry, when I'm satiated, I gotta say a bracha. How much more so when I'm hungry, I gotta say a bracha. We said that Kal v'chomer one could have rejected, but it does make sense. I mean, you're starving your face off. You still gotta say a bracha. Kol shekein, when you got all the food, you gotta say a bracha. Nate was bothered by it. It should be the opposite. You should thank Hashem. should thank Hashem. But from a certain perspective, you understand it. You certainly understand it from a certain perspective. You're dying for the food. Lomai, you want to eat it? Say a bracha before you eat it. Okay, that's a kavachomer from the fact that you ate it already. You got to say a bracha. So that was the havamina. What's the maskana? Svara. Sam, get this. The focus. The havamina is what? The kavachomer. The maskana is a svara. Asur lahadam lahanot polamazev below. Bracha. Excellent, guys. So please get that. What's the havamina makor? What's the maskana makor? That's six. Seven. Give three possibilities of masber birkas nendim. Number one, it's a matir, like shchita. Shchita matters you eat the steak. It's a matir for you to eat that stealing. It's stealing to eat that orange without that eitz. You know that. Or you know it's usher, you know you're from Atlanta, you drink a cup of Coca-Cola, even though it's your hometown. You know Coca-Cola's from Atlanta, you still got to say a shakel, right? Even though it's your home hometown, you still got to say shakel. That matters the issue of Gezer or Me'ilah, right? Everything Hashem owns in the world, so it's either Gezel or it's Me'ilah, we said. Remember, it's trespassing. So the bracha matters it. That's one possibility. Two. What's two? Mitzvah. Excellent. It's a mitzvah in Rabbanan. And number three, the Isser's Novea from the mitzvah. One nafkaminin. Oh, did I give you nafkaminin? I didn't ask that. I thought I asked that. I thought I said, ten nafkamin achas. No? It's another question, no? I thought I wrote that like before. Yeah, it's later on 16. No, I wrote it on the wrong one. On 16, I said, ten nafkamin achas. Put that ten nafkaminas on 7. Give me one nafkamina. One. An one, before he eats, does he need a bracha? We paskin, he doesn't. That shows that if it's a mitzvah, it's two or three. Because if it's a matzah, the issur, you're not allowed to own, it's not allowed to do isurim. He's part of the mitzvah rabbana. You got that nafkamina? We paskin like Rashi, you don't say a bracha. If it's a matzah, you can't do isurim. I can't steal. I sure can't steal if you're an one. Can't hear you. What? The Isser's Noveah from the mitzvah. Mitzvah. Yeah, because it only is part of the mitzvah. There's no Isser anymore. If you hold two or three, it's fine. You can eat without a bracha. But you hold number one, you can't. Yes? This is stirring you right down. Yes, Nate? Noveah. Nun? Yes. No. Nun, Vav, Beis, Ayin. Noveah.
Yeah,
okay. Now, got it? Noveah. Okay, here we go. That's number what? Six. Now seven. Eight, guys, let's go. Number eight. You ready? What's a sheet of Pnei Yoshua, collector's item, that the Birkas Nen are D'Oraisa? Anytime it mentions Svar and Shas, it means business. It means D'Oraisa. It says it by Botsu Mechalera Oraya, Baba Kamen Menfobim Beis. Most famous Klal Dini Mominus. Guy comes over to me and says, Rebbe, you owe me money. I say, I do? Prove it to me. Motsukher Al Oraya. Gemara says, I have it from a pasuk. Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk. It's a svara. If a person has a pain, you go to the doctor. If you claim you owe a guy owes you money, prove it. Svara. D'Oraisa. What's Peshas and Peshahitr? Yechezkel. What's Peshas and Peshahitr? Svaru. Gemara leans it out from a pasuk. Gemara Ksubis Chavit says, as Piti Nasat Lisha said, guy says he married his daughter off. To who? She's an aguna. She's asked the whole world now. Lisha said. The one who asks his matzah. Gemara says, what do you need that for? It's a svara. It's a svara. If a woman says she's in need and she's joking, we believe her. Nate, you got that?
No.
Svara. What does svara mean?
I got that.
Svara is the Raisa. Svara. We had two Gemaras in Shas to prove to us that svara is a the Raisa concept. If the Gemara uses the same expression here, it's also the Raisa. Collector's item. None of the posts can quote this halacha l'maisa. Pnei Yoshua is an absolute collector's item that Birkas Nenin is a svara the Raisa. The only two brachas we always assume they're derisa is benching and birkas haTorah, right?
Wait, so what about the two
marks? Baba Kama and Beis that says Motsim Mechaveru Olav Araya is based on the Svara. The Gemara first thought of pasuk. What did it say? Lamali Kra. Why you need a pasuk has Svari? And then the Gemara Ksuvas Chav Beisim and Alf says Peshas or Peshiter says Lamali Kra has Svari. So you see, Svara is a din derisa. Pesha Aser, who Pesha Hitter? The mouth that Asers is the mouth that matters. She says she's in need and she's joking. We believe her that she's joking. She's the one who Asered herself. The Gemara thought it was a pasuk when he said that he married his daughter off. Well, you don't know who he married her off to. He says, yes, this man. She was first asher of the whole world, now she's mutter. The Gemara says, you don't need that pasuk, it's a svara. You got it?
What is the first example again?
Hamotzi mechavero, alav, lavi raya. Alav, it is upon him. The Gemara says that's from a, you know, the Gemara says it's from a pasuk. The Gemara rejects it and says it's a svara. And the Gemara gives a mashal. If a guy has a pain, you go to the doctor. If you have a tiny that owe you money, then prove it to me. Until you prove it to me with 2 8, I don't owe you a cent. Motzi mechavero alav lavi raya. Pesh yasser. Pesh yasser. Who pe shehitter? What that? Guys, I want you to. You always ask me. Look up the Gemara. Subis what daf chav beis about. Look it up. Chav beis. Okay. You got the collector's item, Pnei Yeshua? Excellent. What number is that? 8, 9. Let's go. What is Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Perek say? Oh, 1 second. What is the Shita Pnei Yeshua al Birkas Nenim, and how do we paskim? We don't paskim like the Pnei Yeshua. We paskim Birkas Nenim is the Rabbanan. All of them are the Rabbanan, guys. All of them. You got it? We don't hold like that Pnei Yeshua. That's number 8. 9. What does the first Tosfos in the Perek say? What does the Mishnah say? Ketzim Mavarchin. Not Ketzim Rakta. Ketzim Rakta and Ketzim Mavarchin, right? So what does the Gemara ask? Nanani Mili, Sam, what does that mean? What is the Makor that we say brachas on food? Tosfos asks, why didn't it ask the same kasha which it does in the beginning of Shas? When do we say Kriya Shema and Ma'ariv? Frek the Gemara, who says you have to say Kriya Shema and Ma'ariv at all? Right? Who says you have to say Kriya Shema and Ma'ariv at all? It fell down this sheet. Who says you have to say Kriya Shema at all on Ma'ariv? It was on the desk there. Who says you have to say Kriya Shema at all? The Gemara asks on that base, yes? Why didn't the Gemara ask what? Why did the Gemara say, where's the Tana talking about how to say a brach? Who says you have to say a brach on food at all? Where is it found in the Mishnayos? Why did the Gemara ask that?
Svaru.
First answer is it's a svaru. You don't need it. It doesn't need to be found in the Mishnayos. It's a svaru. That highlights, a, you know, strong, like a little bit like the Pnei Yeshua a little bit, you know, that it's so strong. What's the second answer?
We're picking up from Pirkei
Mishnah. Excellent. We're picking up from Pirkei Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Baal Keri. Doesn't have to say a what? Say a bracha rishona, but that's details. But it was at least mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, that's the first one. That's 9, 10. What do we say about achila gasa? I told you I was going to ask about that. Zochim kuf chesim and beis, kuf zayim and beis. There are two types of achila gasa. If a guy's so stuffed to the gills that if he eats he vomits, he's potter even on Yom Kippur. You're potter even on Yom Kippur. The other type of achila gasa just doesn't—it's just lacking taste, lamaisa. But the bottom line is, you could eat it. It's like we said, you know, you find room for dessert. That type of achila gasa you have karis for if you ate on Yom Kippur. What do they have to do with what we were talking about? You remember? I'll tell you what it had to do with. It had to do with the following: we don't say a brach on achila gasa. If a guy's so stuffed that he would vomit. If you eat that food, you're not going to be chayiv what? You're not going to be chayiv in a bracha. Please get it. Yeah, you would not say a birkas nenin. Correct. Now, if you swallow something without chewing, you do say a bracha. That we learned. Bala matzah yatzah. But if you so stuffed, and where do we see that? We compared Hilchos Brachos to Hilchos Yom Kippur. You got it, Usher? If you're so stuffed to the gills, you would not say a bracha l'chile gasa. Achila gasa. That is the phrase. I don't problem. You can write it any way you want on the bechina as long as it's clear. You can say stuff to the gills, correct. If it's on the bechina. It's got to be legible. Okay, number 10. Number 11. That was 10. 11. What's the din l'chachila and kas pulpim Yom Kippur? Yes. 10. Do you have the thing there? You have the questions? For 6, Ma din lechachila on kas pilpul Yom Kippur.
Yes.
What did it say in the Gemara? Putter. But what does putter mean?
Putter and malos.
That's usually what it means. Hilchos Shabbos. What does it mean here? So we had a machloikis. Remember that? What did Rav Yah say? Rav Yah said it means mutter. Potter and mutter. Rav Yah. Hilchos Tanisim and Toftov Samachav. It's mutter and Gansim. Mamish, the whole thing is mutter. No issur at all. None whatsoever. Who argued on that? The Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah. We pass them like them. That it's usur.
So they hold his pasuk.
They hold his potter of usur and you give him makas martis. Correct. You're just potter from karis. Not allowed to do this. Chas v'shom yom kippur. You're potter from karis if you did it, but it's usur chachiva. No doubt. So get the machlekes, please. That's 11. 12. What's the svar of Rav Sheshes that you say a brach on pilpul shakal? And we don't pass like Rav Sheshes. We got to understand it. What does Ramban say? Mimon of shoch. What's mimon of shoch? What's your soul? Correct. Either way, if you hold pilpul and it's royal achilin, you should say, hey, it's a adama. It's a pri. Why you say shakal? If you hold it's not royal achilin, you should say nothing. What's this thing you say shakal? So what's the Ramban say? That it is royal achilin, but it's what? It's bad stuff. It's yishtanel gerusim. It's been changed for the worse. Something that's changed for the worse gets what bracha?
Shakal.
Excellent. Davrashi yishtanel gerusim, you say a bracha shakal.
Is
he says, mimon of shoch. What is Rav Sheshes hold? If it's a pri, you should say at least a etzer adama, right? If you hold that, it's considered to be royal achil. It should be etzer adama. It's a pri. And if you say, and you shouldn't say shakal. And if you hold it's not a pri, right, you shouldn't say a brach at all, right? That's the mimon of shakal and Ramban. So Ramban answers, no, it really is royal achil. The problem is it's been changed for what? It's dried out. And it's not only grusa. You haven't made it into a spice yet. It's like the middle of the road, no man's land. And what do we say if that happens? You drop all the way to a what? What happens? Shakal, correct. Excellent. Okay. Please get that. Even though we don't pass that, you have to understand the sheet. Nate, clear? That's 12. 13. What did the second Tos in the Pirik say? Second Tos in the Pirik says like this. There is a din of Hilulim. Kodesh Hilulim. And the din is, by Ravai, you have to. You can be poted, and then take the coins. You can be poda the fruit onto the coins, take the coins of Shalim and buy stuff in your Shalim. What do you buy? You buy korban shlomi, you buy beverages, you buy salami sandwiches, bus of yayin, and you buy korban shlomi. Yes?
Just so,
you can buy other bus too, but shlomi and bus of yayin. Okay? So listen to this. Tysus asks, okay, great. What do you have to go to Shnehi Lulim? Hadar, what's the lashon? Hadar v'adar ha'achlei. Achlei v'adar achlei. Why do you need that limud? Can't you learn a gzera shava of kodesh kodesh from Meister Sheni? Meister Sheni, there's a pidyon. So too by Rabbi, there should be pidyon. What do you have to go through this whole business of kodesh ilulim for? That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos gives two terutz. First terutz is what? I would have learned out from Shviz. Why would I learn out from Shviz?
Because it also gzera shava.
Yes, in Shviz there's no what?
No pidyon.
There's no pidyon. So how do you know one over the other? In fact, by Shviz, pinyon doesn't work. The kedusha goes from the parish and stays in the parish. Goes to the money too. That's number one. Number two, teretz is what? I would think that what if it's connected to Maisha Shen? What years are Maisha Shen in the 6-year cycle?
Seven.
1, 2, 4, and 5. I would think the only time you can do pinyon is 1, 2, 4, and 5 because Ravai is so connected to Maisha Shen. And 3 and 6, you couldn't do it. That's ridiculous. We don't hold like that. Therefore, halacha lemaisa. That's why you need to know that what? It's on its own mucker. And it says what? Kodesh Yilulim straight up by Ravai that tells me, Achle b'hadar Achle. I don't learn it out from Ravai. Right? There's other dinim we have to learn out from Meister Sheni. You have to be Moshe V'chomish. You have to do Bir Meisris. There are other halachas. But as Tosfos writes a Kiddushin, I want to go on the other way. Yes, Gabriel, go ahead.
Repeat, sorry, one more time. Why we would connect to the Tzir Shavu Shvi, so we want to
Because the whole concept of pidyon is a allowance. It's a heter. No? You really should take the fruit off Gavriel and eat it in your shalim. But we have a chiddush that you can be poted onto coins. And then take the coins off. You know what? Maybe that chiddush wouldn't apply to Ravai. Maybe I would pattern Ravai after Shviz and not Meister Sheni. Because the whole concept is a chiddush anyway. Since the whole concept is a chiddush, maybe I would hold on. I don't like that chiddush by Ravai. It's only limited to Meister Sheni. Let me pattern after Shviz. That doesn't have that kiddush. Shviz, do you know the kiddusha stays on the fruit? And if you try to be potent, not only does it not work, the kiddusha goes from what? The fruit to the coins. And it stays on the fruit and goes to the coins. That's what I would have thought. Okay? That is the answer, Lamais of Tais. Okay, next one. That's 13, 14. What is the din of Peah by Ilanos and Yerakos? Let's get it. By Ilanos, there is Peah. By Irakos, there is no din payet. Okay? Again, by Ilanos, there is what? By Ilanos, there is payet. By Irakos, there is no payet. Now, there's one exception to that. There's one exception to that, and that's a te'ena. Te'ena, lamaisa, is not chayv and payet, even though it's a tree. Okay? It is not chayv and payet. So I want you to know, because there are certain rules for payet in the beginning of payet. Pirakav Mishadal. One of them has got to be a food. Another one, it's got to be guarded. Right. Another one, third one, it's got to be grown from the ground. A fourth one, it's got to be harvested all in one shot. A fifth one, it's got to be stored away. Something can be stored away. Vegetables cannot last, guys. They get ruined. Fruit can last for a long time. Okay? So that is the din. Please know that. There is a din pay on Ilanos, not on Irakos. And I want you to know, Taina is the exception. Why is Taina the exception? Because why? No, because they're not harvested at the same time. That's why. They're not harvested at the same time. Okay? So since they're not harvested at the same time, that's why it's not chayv and pay. Okay, that's number what? 13. 14. That was 14. I'm sorry. 15. What is the third tosis in the Pirak say? It says, Ein Shir Al Hayayin. Very simple. What do you mean, Ein Shir Al Hayayin? I don't understand. That true? We do shira a lot of times. We say halal by shechita korban pesach. What the Gemara meant, I got real, is ain't shira alayayin by achilas on mizbeach. Meaning things that are consumed on the mizbeach themselves. The only time to sing is when you do wine libations on the mizbeach. Not when you do water libations on sukkahs, right? And not when you throw the blood on the mizbeach. The only time you do sing, levim sing, as regarding mizbeach is when you pour wine on it. The Niske Yayin. That's exactly what Tosis says. We sing Halal Shechitas Korban Pesach. That has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. When the Gemara says Ein Shir Al Hayayin, it means regarding consumption on the Mizbeach. Things regarding the Mizbeach. Not Halal Shechitas Korban Pesach. Asher asked, he said, Rebbe, is that I have to... No, I said that's long before the Mizbeach. Shechit is the first step in the Korban. But it's not talking about Achilas of Mizbeach. Can't hear you.
They would sing during.
Yeah, they would sing. Remember, I told you that Rav Goldberg told me that he bakes the matzahs every year of Pesach and Chatzos. Rashi says Mshachem Daf Nun Amarav. It's very dangerous because it becomes chametz. It's a bad situation, but they're very careful. He says they sing halal. They sing halal when they do Shkidus Korban Pesach. I'm sorry. They sing halal when they bake the matzahs. God willing, we'll do Shkidus Korban Pesach. Okay. You got that? Okay. Someone had a kasha? Okay, Viking. What number?
16.
That was 15, 16. What is the triple stira by Talmud Torah? Give one nafkamina. That nafkamina was wrong. Remember, I said this was a different thing. We had a triple stira. Rabbi Shmuel says in our Gemara, please guys, chazer over Shabbos. I want you to know a chlor. Laman Haman out to Laman where we're at. Laman Vavim Beis. Because on Monday we pick it up at Chavitz. We're going to go Vaita, Chavitz. We got a Chavitz. And I don't want anyone to miss. Please, then the Muhammad. I don't want anyone to miss. Even if you have midterms, don't miss. It's not worth it, I'm telling you. It's not worth it. You guys will be matzliach in your life even if you get an A minus, B plus, whatever, B. Even a C. Okay? I got C plus college. What's the difference? Okay? Didn't affect my life at all. Okay? I can hear you. What? What do you mean tell a story?
You got a C in storytelling?
No, I got a B. 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 B storytelling. That was for graduate school. I got a B. Yeah. Okay. Whatever it is.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but whatever it is, I want you guys to tell everyone's got to be here for the beginning and going forward. Just try the best you can. Just try to do your best. And Muhammad and everything. Okay, I tell you, I never saw a guy do good in learning, not do good in secular studies, sir. Never. You do good in learning, it'll spill over. Okay?
Have you seen a guy do good in secular studies but not good in learning?
Yes, unfortunately. Unfortunately, yes. But then he turns around at the end of his 3 or 4 years in YU and says, you know, what's going on? Well, the why is before the you. Okay? So we have to understand that. Okay. Triple stira. Rabbi Shmuel says in our Gemara, a guy can work as long as you learn in the morning and the evening. Rabbi Shmuel, though, told his nephew, Ben Dama, when he was asked by his nephew, can you learn secular studies? He said, not when it's Yom or Lila. Not Yom, not Lila. So when can you do it? Never. Yeah. Okay, that's 2 seconds. Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel says you can work as long as you learn in the morning and the evening. And then he told his nephew, you got to learn all the time. Steering Rabbi Shmuel, number one. Number two, Reb Shimon Bar Yochanan, our Gemara says you got to learn every moment. You can't go to work. You got to learn in Koyel your whole life. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Enem in office. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says you can be Yotzei Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. Second theory. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says in our Gemara you got to learn every second. And in Menachos, he says you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. We can be Yotzei Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. That's far cry from learning every second. Second theory. Number three. In the last Mishnah, Kedusha says, the Remeir says, he taught his son only Torah. He didn't teach his son any career. In the same Mishnah, Reb Nehoroi says, you have to teach your son a career so he won't be a ganef. And the Gemara in Erevin on your Gilman Bay's excellent Sam says, Reb Meir is Reb Nehoroi. So it's a stira in Meneo Bay in the same Mishnah to Reb Meir and Nehoroi. It was the same Gemara.
Wait, so the Gemara Kedushin quoted them back to back.
Yeah, different shitas in the Mishnah. Shittas, yeah,
in the different Gemara, it said he was the exact same person.
Gemara Nerevin, you're Gilman Beis. Exactly. So how do we answer this triple steer? So we said like this. Depends on the person. Most people do not want to go into Klei Kodesh, unfortunately. And they want to parnasa. They'll learn in the morning and the evening, but they don't want to do that. There are some people that want to do that and can contribute to Klal Yisrael and can disseminate Torah in their lives. And it depends on the type of person. Most people are on the first track, unfortunately. That answers the triple theory. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Brachas was discussing Yechidei Skula, special people, Lamaisa. That's why it says most people did that and they weren't matzliach, because most people really didn't want to do it. Right? However, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Menachos is talking about the general populace. Rabbi Shmuel, when he's talking to his nephew, and his nephew was going to be the Gadol HaDor. He said, don't learn secular studies, it's only been a Shmoshes. But Reb Shmuel by us is talking about most people. And Reb Meir, when he's talking about his own personal son, was a Gadol. So therefore he said what? I don't remember. So it says who? It says he was going to only teach him Torah. But Reb Nehoroi was talking about the general populace. You got that? Okay, that's what the Brisker Rav says. And the Bir Halacha says the same thing. Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Okay, we put it together as a triple steer. That's 16. 17. Oh, that was 17. How do we answer the steer? We just answered it. Please get the answer. The Brisker Rav and the Mishnah Berurah. Bir Halacha. 18. What does Tosa say like Abi Achilles and Mizbeach? Oh, I said this. We said it already. Tosa said that Achilles and Mizbeach is Ein Shir El Ayayin. What do you mean? We do shira other times. No, not regarding the Mizbeach, we don't. 19. What is the din of what? Tani Kerem, and what is the din of Tani Ravai? What does that mean? It means any time the topic of Ravai appears in Mishnayos and Shas, if you hold Kerem Ravai, it means only grapes. Yes? If you hold Netta Ravai, anytime Ravai appears in Mishnayos and Shas, what it's referring to? All Peris. Every single Peri. Now, the only issue at hand is Esrog. What did it say about Esrog? I want you guys to get this. What did it say about Esrog? Esrog is Shav Elilu in three ways, Lorlo, Ravai. So you see that Ravai applies to what? Esrog, not just a Kerem. So the Ma'an Dvar says, Tani Kerem, how's he going to do with that Mishnah? So what's the answer? What's the answer, Ash? You know what the answer is? I'll tell you. Rabbi Yudah Chassid says. That's like the Tanaim that say what? That Netter Ravai. The Ma'an Dvar that says Kerem Ravai would not agree with that Mishnah. That's one answer. It's a Machlokes Tanaim. But I will give you another answer. Okay? And the other answer is, by Rabbi Yudah Chassid as well, amazing. He says like this, and Taisa says it in Kedushin. I want you to get this. Even if you hold Kerem Ravai, yes? Midrabanan, Ravai applies to all payers. Midrabanan. Please get that. Midrabanan, it applies to all payers. And the Mishnah by Esther was talking about Midrabanan. So that's a bit of a chiddush, but I want you to get it. Okay, that's what Tosfos says, a kiddushin beizim and beis. Okay, interesting answer.
Wait, but in general, the machlokes between Karim Rabbi and Netter Rabbi is a machlokes tanaim or a machlokes
tanaim? Yeah, machlokes tanaim. Manda tani. It's machlokes tanaim. Tani and Mishnayis and Bryce is correct. You got it? And then the last one, 20, and then we'll close something in Chumash. What are the four types of brachas categories and which is D'Oraisa? The Avodrum says there's four.
Can I say them?
Quick, yeah, go ahead. Pirkas Nenin.
Shabbat Melodah, Tefillah, and Mitzvah.
And Pirkas Nenin, all four. And which are D'Oraisa? Which two are D'Oraisa brachas?
According to the Yeshua, Nenin.
You're right, but which two are the most famous agreed upon everyone? Benching if you ate satiated. Which according to Rashba includes Alamichia 2 and the Rush. Alamichia 2 and the Rush. And Birkas HaTorah. And is Birkas HaTorah, what is Birkas HaTorah? Birkas HaMoz is definitely Birkas Shevach Vodah. What is Birkas HaTorah? Three Shitas. Ramam says Birkas HaMitzvah. Ramban says Birkas Shevach Vodah. And the Rav Avram in Ahar, the Taz, Lavush, the Stipler say what? Birkas Nenin. The Hana you get from them. Yes, go ahead, Gavriel. Birkas Nenin on foods. Birkas Shevach Vodah on thunder and lightning. Birkas what? Mitzvahs. And Birkas Tefillah. Please get the four. Rabbi Avraham Minahar is one of the Rishonim quoted in the Darim. I'm named Zion and Beis. The Lavush says it. Lavush says it. The Taz says it. The Stipler says it. Okay. Let's close with something Chumash I heard many years ago in the name of Dr. Lamb. I think it's very powerful. I want you guys to think about it.